Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back. Let's talk about digital detox. I kind of love this, you guys. I don't love being on my phone. There are so many times that I will leave my phone at home or I will leave it on the car on purpose because I don't want it with me 24/7. And I'm really being mindful of teaching that to my kids now that they have devices, that I don't need to have my device with me either 24/7. So there's so often that, you know, we go into the grocery store or just running errands and I'll leave my phone in the car. And, you know, a couple of years ago when I started doing this, my kids would like hand it to me. They're like, "Oh, mom, your phone." I'm like, "Well, that's okay. Just leave it in the car. No big deal." And I think it's really important to teach your kids like, hey, it's okay to leave your phone in the car. It's okay to leave your phone at home. You don't have to have it with you 24/7, right? So I think the summertime, I think, is an amazing time to do a digital detox for the whole family and really allow it to remind us that we need to be more present and how much we are totally consumed in our phones. And it is such a pet peeve of mine. I cannot stand when I go out to eat with somebody or I'm present with somebody and they're on their phone. It drives me bananas. Like, it, biggest pet peeve. I used to never care. I'm just like, oh, whatever, they're on their phone. But now when we go out to eat with friends and they're just sitting there on their phone, I'm just like, okay. So I'll just sit there and talk to Derek or talk to my kids or whatever. But it's just like, I think it's so rude. I think it's so disrespectful. And it just really goes to show like how much like we don't interact with the people that are sitting right next to us. I just like, and if I ever pick up my phone, I'll be like, "I'm so sorry." I'm like, I have to text, you know, if it's my husband or my mom or somebody that like texts me that they're like asking something, I'm like, "I'm so sorry. I have to text them back really quick." And I will apologize for it because I do feel bad. And I will hurry up and take care of it. And I will put my phone back away, or I will, a lot of times I just keep my phone in my purse and I don't even have it sitting out on the table because it just drives me crazy. Cause yeah, if we see it sitting there, we're automatically going to grab it every couple minutes. Cause we're like, "Ooh, what did I miss?" Right. So anyway, okay. In rant of how much I can't stand how phones especially have like taken over our life and our communication. It drives me batty, but going to put that aside and get off my soapbox for a minute. And we're just going to dive in and talk about a digital detox. So yeah, here's some things that you can do as a family, especially with your kids this summer, to have a digital detox. I got 5 tips for you guys. So number one is setting boundaries by establishing specific times of the day where you unplug from technology. Now, when I talk about technology and a digital detox, I am not just talking about our phones. I am talking about iPads, phones, computers, TV, games, PS5, Xbox, PlayStation, Switch situations. Like, I don't even know if I'm probably forgetting about 100 other things that are out there. I'm talking about all of it, getting away from the screen, all of it. So setting boundaries. So maybe saying in your home, like, okay, before 9 o'clock in the morning and after 8 o'clock at night, no screens or whatever, right? But setting a time, it has to work for your family. It can't be, I can't set a time and then you stick to it and it doesn't work, right? But it has to be specific to your family. You guys have to sit down and create that boundary, and that time frame around your phone and the devices, because I noticed a couple summers ago, and I think it was like during all the COVID madness, that, you know, my kids would get up and because they didn't have school, I think it was when we were like doing the homeschooling thing, and they would just like start reaching for their iPads or their phones. I'm like, no. Like, no, absolutely not. We are not starting our day by being in front of technology, right? So setting boundaries and establishing very specific times of the day where everybody is unplugging for technology, or at least the kids. I know sometimes working from home, we have to work in front of a computer, but maybe that's a really good reminder for you too. Like, if I'm in front of my computer 7 hours a day working, then do I really want to be on my phone for an hour before I even start working at 8 o'clock and for 2 hours in the evening, like in front of a TV or in front of a phone? It's a lot of screen time. So just something to consider and something to think about. Number two is turning off your notifications for your phone and other devices. I think this is huge. I have done this for a long time and it has totally helped with my, I don't want to say anxiety, but maybe it is like, but thinking that I constantly had to like attend to my phone every time it went off. I don't know what it's called, but I swear I have this thing where I get like overstimulated with noise. Like I can't stand noise sometimes in the background. Like when my kids have like, when they are on their iPads and they have those videos on, I'm just like with like the voices of the kids and the videos, I'm like, ah, I'm like, turn it off. Go away from me. I can't stand it. Like I literally just can't stand noise sometimes. And it's more like technology noise, like overstimulation from it. I don't know, but I can't stand it. Maybe you can, it doesn't bother you, but turning off your notifications on your phone or putting it in like focus mode, especially when you're in front of your computer, is huge because the ding is not going off every 5 seconds during the day and it's not having you be pulled to whatever it is that is going off and breaking your distraction from work or from your family or whatever it is. So I live with my phone in airplane mode, or not airplane mode. What is this mode called? Do not disturb. And like right now, like I just picked up my phone to look what it was called. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 text messages. I would have probably, if I wouldn't have lived off of this, I would have probably like checked it 6 times and been interrupted how many times during my day. So I live in that mode and during my workday when I'm working because I don't want the distraction. I am at work. I want to be present with my work so that I can be focused and stay focused, right? So turning off notifications, I think even for your kids is amazing. That way they're not hearing their phone go off all the time and thinking that, you know, like, oh, it's summertime. Oh, my phone went off. Oh, that must be my friend Snapchatting me again, right? Right? It doesn't matter. I think it's huge. Number three is try to engage in activities that don't involve technology. So, this kind of rolls into my number four point, but making sure that you're encouraging your kids to put away technology and doing other things. So maybe it's reading a book. I know it's so boring, but you know, like it's okay to do, right? Going for a walk, build a fort, color a picture for, you know, maybe tell them like, hey, why don't you color a picture for, I do this with my kids sometimes. Like if we're going to see my grandparents and we haven't seen them maybe for a few weeks, I'll be like, hey, we're going to go see grandma and grandpa tonight. Why don't you color them a picture? So just something to distract them. That sounds fun. Doing a puzzle, making a craft, playing house. Like how many times do kids play house these days? Like not very often. And I love it whenever I tell my kids that they need to, you know, go do something that doesn't require technology. And it's, I know I've said it before, but I don't care if my kids are bored for a little bit. Like boredom is where creativity comes. So I don't care that they don't have anything to do, quote unquote, according to them, right? For an hour during the day. I don't care. And there's sometimes that I'll go in the living room after I tell my kids and they're literally laying on the couch, like staring like at the ceiling. And they're like, there's nothing to do. I'm like, I don't care. Like go figure it out, right? Like, that's your choice. There's 100 things to do. This has been fun for my kids. They've been teaching our dog tricks and like playing run away from Ellie. Our dog's name is Ellie. And they think it's like the most fun thing ever. And it gets them running around the house. It gets them creative. Oh, speaking of, I think somebody heard their name. And it gets them creative of like where to hide and like different things to do. And they'll like build little forts and like obstacle courses for the dog. So I'm like, go play with the dog. Go teach her something, right? Doing their chores. Like, hey, guys, go clean your room. Go put away your laundry. Go unload the dishwasher. Go take out the trash. They hate it, but it's so funny because whenever I tell my kids to get off their technology and go do a chore, and they're like, no. I'm like, well, too bad. Do that, and then you can do whatever you want. So then all of a sudden, if I tell them to read, and they're like, no. I'm like, well, you have to do your chore and then go read. Like, it makes reading so much cooler because it's just not doing their chore, right? And so going outside and playing, of course, there's sometimes I tell my kids, like, go reorganize your toys or go reorganize your dresser or clean off your dresser and throw stuff away. If you feel like there's so many times I'll tell them, like, go reorganize something. And it's really fun because sometimes they like start reorganizing and really I'm just telling them do it like as busy stuff. They'll start reorganizing like the playroom or the craft area in our basement. And then all of a sudden it leads to them like playing school or, painting or whatever. And I'm like, cool, that was great, right? And sometimes, like, you guys would probably think I'm crazy by all these things that I'm sharing, but whatever. There's sometimes too, if my kids are bored, I'm like, hey, we got to donate clothes this week. I'm taking clothes in for donations. And there's a little boy or a little girl, like whichever kid I'm talking to, that really needs some clothes. Go find 5 shirts for me that don't fit you anymore. And they're like, okay. And they think it's so dumb. But then they go and they do it. And then it distracts them. And then a lot of times they'll find something else to go do. Or I also will ask my kids to help me with a project. So if I'm in the middle of doing something, or if I know that something needs to come next, that I'm like, oh, I got to, you know, switch over the laundry, or I really need to water the plants inside, like the indoor plants or whatever, I'll be like, hey, in like 5 minutes, can you help me water the plants? And most of the time the kids are like, oh, that's boring. I'm like, okay, well, can you go ahead and get the watering, what is that, like the watering can or whatever, and fill it up? And that always turns into, you know, playing in the water, washing dishes, whatever, like it's their own thing. And that's the coolest thing. And I think the biggest thing to take away is that whenever you tell them to get away from technology, you steer them in a different direction, it is amazing the things that they come up with on their own, because they're kind of having free rein. And there's so many times that, like, my daughter will start washing dishes, and yes, she gets dishwater everywhere, but you know what, like, whatever, right? At least she's not doing like technology stuff, because it drives me batty. I can't stand technology and my kids being on it all the time. And so, you know what, who cares? Or sometimes it's, I know for a while I was doing, like I was taking like a cookie sheet and I was dumping like sprinkles or whatever on it. And I was letting them just like draw their names and like the sprinkles. I think I did like rolled oats one time. I think there was one time I had like expired cereal in the pantry, cause like we don't eat a whole lot of cereal, and I dumped it on a cookie tray and I was like telling them to like draw stuff in the, like the cereal. They think it's really cool. Yeah. It makes them mess, but you know what? It keeps them entertained and gets them a little creative, and it gets their hands doing something, right? Okay. Number 4 is consider taking a break from social media or limiting your usage. Yes, 100%. So there will be days, that I tell my kids no technology today. So I think this is a really cool thing to do in all houses, and establishing a day in the summertime, or days, I think personally, that there's no social media, there's no technology, there's no games, there's no whatever, like it's getting outside, right? So typically mine is like Saturdays and Sundays, and then like another day during the week. So like maybe it's a Friday, I don't know. But it's like, no technology, no games, no Xbox, Nintendo Switch. I don't know. My kid doesn't even have a Nintendo Switch. I don't even know if that's what it's called. I think it is though. But it's like no iPad, no phone, like no, none of it. Get outside, go play, let's go do something, right? So pick a certain day of the week and let it be known to the whole family. Hey, Tuesdays and Thursdays when mom's working from home, it's a no technology day. So maybe the night before, that means like getting some little stations planned or like laid out for the kids to do, or helping them come up with some things to do the next day, right? But it, again, it is okay for your kid to be bored and get creative. It is totally okay. Sometimes my kid's like, well, I'm going to take a nap. I'm like, cool, great, do it. I don't care. Like, whatever. But definitely establish a certain day of the week. Not only like number one, setting boundaries of times of the day that they're not allowed on technology, but also certain setting aside a whole day of the week they're not on technology at all, because kids do need to be kids. I think they're in their front of their screens too much, and it gets them creative. It gets them outside. It gets them doing things that they wouldn't have done. And so many times too, it's like my kids will be like, well, fine. If I can't be on, you know, I don't even know what, my phone, then can so-and-so come over and play? I'm like, yeah, so-and-so can come over and play. And it's like the neighbor kid. And, you know, the neighbor kid will come over and play, and then they come, they go play dress up, or they go do sidewalk chalk, or they decide to go go for a walk outside, like whatever it is. It's just like, I think as parents, it's so easy for us to just like say or be okay with them being in front of their screen, because it gets them out of our hair, right? Like they don't bug us. They don't argue. They don't fight. Yeah, that's cool. And that's great. And I get it, but it can't be all the time. Like our kids have to be kids, and they have to go have fun. They have to go play. They have to be creative. They have to use their brain. They have to use their hands, and they got to do something besides being in front of those screens. And they got to move, right? They shouldn't be sitting in front of it all day long. Now, do I let my kids be on their stuff like for a, like an extended period of time? Yeah, like I think technology has its time and place. Like in the summertime, if I am recording a podcast and I need them to be quiet, or I have a podcast interview, or I really need to focus on something like for an hour, Yes, of course. Then I'll be like, hey guys, like you guys are allowed to be on your tablet technology, whatever, for 45 minutes and I'm setting a timer. They think it's the coolest thing ever, and I'm like the coolest mom ever whenever I tell them that they're allowed to be on it. So yes, I do, like I don't completely hate technology, but I just think that there is a time and a place for it. And just making sure you're establishing that clear boundary with it. And then also the fifth thing is using apps to help you track and manage your screen time. This is amazing again for kids too and for us adults, but I know they're all the apps are different for like Androids and then like Apple products, so you'll have to check in. But I know some of the ones that I've heard that people like are Digital Well-being, Freedom, Social Fever, and Space, like just like outer space. So and you can always just Google it or go in your app store and find something. But I know so many people, they're like, oh my gosh, like this is the best thing ever because I have to track. And like, and whenever you put those apps on your phone and start tracking it, I think it can be a little scary sometimes because you're like, oh, holy shit, I was on Facebook for 4 hours yesterday. Like, oh my gosh, I would have never have guessed, right? I think it's really great to help you monitor, like, and help you actually see, like, crap, I am on social media way more than I think I am. And then it helps you just to be able to tweak that and adjust that so that you can get away from your screen. Because think of how many other cool things you can do with your life where you're not on your phone or in front of the screen very often. Because you guys, I can tell you what right now, I've been sitting here recording podcasts for like 2 hours now, and I'm getting antsy. Like I keep moving my legs. I'm just like, ah, I'm like, I want to get up. I can't stand it. So anyway, I hope this guy helps you guys have a digital detox this summer and really gives you guys some really solid tools to know how to have a digital detox. Maybe even like over fall break or Christmas break or moving forward, being able to detox away from your phone and really be creative individuals and especially your little ones and help them understand and see like how else they can have fun with life and have it not be in front of a screen. So I really hope this helps you guys and you guys take a lot away from this. So, all right, talk to you next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.